Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant and sunny. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a mild breeze. It's a beautiful day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel's Syrian airstrike is raising questions about potential tensions between Jerusalem and Washington, as reported by JNS from earlier today. Also, the Lebanese army is reportedly asking the IDF to stay in southern Lebanon to prevent a Hezbollah resurgence, according to I-24 News from earlier this morning. Also this hour, a series of attacks in the Gaza Strip has left 8 Palestinians dead, with reports of intense IDF strikes, as shared by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Separately, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal to enhance regional security, according to Forward. And finally, Colombia's new alliance with Israel poses a strategic challenge to Iran and its affiliates, reported by the Jerusalem Post a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, revealed earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives, condemned anti-Semitism on CNN. Meanwhile, Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced today that Dutch representatives would be expelled from Israel due to new Dutch legislation banning trade with certain Israeli territories. From X, Belaz News confirms that Dutch diplomats have just 1 week to leave Israel following the recent Dutch parliamentary decision. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the airstrike in Syria, Israel is standing by its decision to target the Abu al-Duhur airbase. According to JNS, Israel's defense minister strongly responded to criticism from the U.S. ambassador. This development could potentially strain diplomatic relations between Israel and the United States. Turning to Lebanon, I-24 News reports that the Lebanese army prefers the IDF's presence in southern Lebanon. This unusual request aims to counteract Hezbollah's influence in the region. The situation highlights the complex dynamics at play in Lebanon's security landscape. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that the Gaza Strip experienced significant military activity today. The IDF's operations in the area resulted in casualties and heightened tensions. This escalation follows previous hostilities and poses further risks in the ongoing conflict. Separately, Israel and Greece's new defense agreement, shared by Forward, emphasizes cooperation in missile defense. This deal strengthens both nations' ability to address shared regional threats. It marks a significant step in their strategic partnership. And finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights Colombia's shift toward a stronger alliance with Israel. This new partnership impacts Iran's strategic interests in the region and enhances Israel's diplomatic reach in Latin America. It reflects the evolving geopolitical landscape in both regions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel's arms industry ranks third globally, only behind the USA and China. Israeli companies Elbit, Rafael and IAI are noted in Defense News' top 30 list. Separately, CTEC reveals that Elbit Systems secured a $270 million contract for advanced surveillance technology. The client remains undisclosed, but the deal underscores Elbit's global impact. And finally, Israel Hayom Business mentions that the Ministry of Finance will renew its foreign trade insurance program. This initiative aims to support exporters facing challenges since the program's lapse in June. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.